SRN News. I'm John Scott. As many expected it would do, the Federal Reserve left its key short-term interest rate unchanged for the fifth time this year. That's even after President Trump called for a cut. The key short-term rate remains at about 4.3%. Israel's prime minister is criticizing yesterday's announcement by Britain's leader to give recognition to a Palestinian state unless a ceasefire is reached in Gaza. BBC correspondent Paul Adams has this report.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Keir Starmer had rewarded Hamas's monstrous terrorism and punished its victims. This despite the fact that Keir has explicitly called on Hamas to release hostages, disarm and abandon any thought of playing a role in the future government of Gaza. Keir's promise to recognize a Palestinian state may be heavily conditional, but he knows that the chances of Benjamin Netanyahu committing in the next 6 weeks to a peace process that delivers a two-state solution are vanishingly small.
The UK will recognize the Palestinian state in September, unless Israel agrees to the ceasefire. The Senate confirms Emil Bovey to the Third Circuit Court of Appeals, launching President Trump's former personal lawyer to a lifetime appointment on the bench. More from Bernie Bennett.
Bovey, currently in the number three role at the Justice Department, is the subject of three different complaints in recent weeks, with two alleging he suggested violating court orders and a third saying he repeatedly misled Congress on the dropping of bribery charges against New York Mayor Eric Adams. His nomination was confirmed with a 50-49 vote, with Republican Senators Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins crossing the aisle to join Democrats in opposition of his nomination. Democrats were quick to point out the speed of Bovey's consideration as his nomination was scheduled for a Tuesday night vote. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
This is SRN News. Washington State will no longer report assisted suicide numbers.
Disability activists and pro-life advocates are crying foul over the decision by the government, saying it seems as though authorities want to hide the growing dimensions of the controversial Death with Dignity program. Critics also point out that the law legalizing assisted suicide in Washington requires the state to make annual statistical reports. Government officials say it costs too much money to provide the annual numbers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Germany's top prosecutor has filed charges against a Syrian man in connection with a stabbing attack at Berlin's Holocaust Memorial back in February that seriously wounded a Spanish tourist. The suspect sought to use that crime as a way of being admitted to ISIS. He allegedly sent a photo of himself to the terrorist group before the stabbing to give the militants the opportunity to claim responsibility for the crime. This is SRN News. That powerful 8.8 Russian earthquake is drawing attention to the potentially deadly effects of tsunamis. Bob Agnew reports.
Salem News Channel meteorologist Stephen Parr says the Russian quake was even stronger than the one that led to the 2004 Indonesian tsunami.
It killed hundreds of thousands of people.
Since that tragedy, forecasters and coastal officials around the world have adopted a much more proactive approach toward issuing warnings and evacuation orders.
It's next to impossible to try and figure out how that wave is exactly going to interact with the coast once it hits a coastline somewhere.
Meteorologist Stephen Parr shared his thoughts with the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
A city council member in Virginia set on fire by a man who entered a local magazine office. The attack stemmed from a personal matter and was unrelated to his politics or work as a councilman. 38-year-old Lee Vogler was airlifted to the hospital. More details at srnnews.com.